Nesechtes Bam Mitzia, Daf Yud Ches, the last line, Daf Yud Zayin Amun Aleph, and the Gemara begins, Amar B'chir Ba'aba Amar B'ichron, Hatoyin Acher Maisa Bezdin Loi Amaklum, and Rashi explains, Hatoyin Acher Maisa Bezdin, Dovashu Tnai Bezdin, if Ruvain owes someone money based on Tnai Bezdin, Kagoyin Ksuba Umazadi Ishava Bonis, and for example, in the case where Ruvain gets married to Rachel, and we know that the halacha is that even if he doesn't write a Ksuba based on a Tnai Bezdin, there's a responsibility that he has to pay Rachel Mono Masayim 100 Zuz if he's married to Almana, and 200 zuz if he's married to a besula, and there's also an obligation for him to support his wife and his daughters after he dies. And Rabbi Yechonon teaches us hatoyin va'oma parati shaloi be'edim loyam aklum, that if Reuven comes to Bezdin and he claims I paid Rachel haksuba, but I didn't do so in front of Edim, then Reuven would not be believed. And we continue on Daf Yud Zayin obeys my time. And what is the reason? Kol ma'isa Bezdin k'mad nakech shtar biyadi dami. As in any case that there is a takanos rachamim that Reuven owes this money to Rachel, then we look at it as if Rachel has a ksuba our hands, and we know that if a Teveya comes to Bezdin with a shtar, then the Nitba can't claim Parati without bringing Edim. And Mefarshim explained that L'chira, in a place where it was normal to write a Ksuba, so L'chira, by the fact that this woman comes to Bezdin and says, I don't have my Ksuba, that should be a Reisa in her claim. But L'maisa, a woman can claim that the reason why she wasn't careful with her actual Ksuba and lost it was because she relied on this Tanai Bezdin, and therefore she would have a right to collect this Ksuba even though her husband is claiming that it was Parati Shaloi Be'edim. And let us see the Taisus at the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where Taisus says, "Hatayin Echav Maisa Bezdin Loyam Aklum Einan Nema Loyam Prati and Maisa Bezdin Kori Called Dovish Shechayiv Lo Afilu Lekosav Kegoyin Manu Masayim Umazan Ishav Abonis LaAcham Maisai Vim Toyma." And Taisus asks, "Lama Kaisin Ksuba? So why is it that we write a Ksuba at all? Kivin the Blav Ksuba Nami Ein Nema Loyam Prati? Since even if we don't have a Ksuba, he would still not be able to tie in the Prati." Beishleim Mishum Taisus that Ein Echanami. The only reason why we write a Ksuba is because of the Taisus Ksuba, which is not a takanos chachamim. Have a manu masayim gavio blei ksuba. However, in the chenami, the manu masayim you would collect without a ksuba. And the Gemara continues. Rabbi Chiya ba'Abba was the one who brought this down from Rabbi Yechon, and Omalei Rabbi Chiya ba'Abba Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Chiya ba'Abba heard this from Rabbi Yechon. He asked Rabbi Yechon the following question: V'loy mishnah sein yizu? Isn't this a mishnah that we had in Maseches Ksubas? And l'chayu, what is the chiddush that you're teaching us? As the mishnah Maseches Ksubas on that peichasam and base states, haitziya get ve'ini maksuba goyev ksubasa, that if Reuven divorces Rachel and Rachel doesn't have a ksuba, and instead she brings her get out as a raya that she was divorced, or as Taisa says, she brings edim that she was divorced, and in either case, she will be able to collect a ksuba, even though she doesn't have the actual shtar and the actual ksuba. And Rabbi Chiya ba'Abba therefore asked Rabbi Yechron that l'chirit poshet, that the pshat in the Mishnah, Masechtas Ksubas, is based on your klal of atoyin acha ma'isa bezdin loya maklum, and therefore Reuven can't tie in a parati since Rachel is coming to Bezdin with her get, and the only way that Reuven would be able to prove that he actually paid the ksuba is either by bringing Edim or by making sure that he receives a receipt from Rachel that he paid her a ksuba. And therefore, Rabbi Chiya ba'Abba asked Rabbi Yechron, that l'chiru, what is your chiddush? If l'chiru, we could see this directly from the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubas. And Amalei and Rabbi Yechron responded to Rabbi Chiya ba'Abba, Yilav de daloi l'chachasba, loi mishkachas bagadisa tusa. If not for the fact that I lift up the stone in the ocean that was hiding a pearl, you would not have been able to find this pearl. And even though generally the word chasba refers to an earthenware keli, however, Taisus says, is it normal to find a pearl underneath an earthenware keli? And therefore, Tais brings from Rabbeinu Tam that in the Chanami, we're not talking about an earthenware keli, but Mefarash Rabbeinu Tam, the Bekakis Hayom, Avonim Rechovis, Vinurais Kacharsim, Vitachteim Nimsarim Magolias, that there are wide rocks on the seabed, and underneath those rocks, you will find Magolias and you will find pearls. Rabbeinu was therefore telling Rabbi Chiya ba'Abba that although that now that I told you this klal, Atoyan Achamais to Bezin Loya Maklum, so now you could say that is actually pshat in the Mishnah. However, if I wouldn't have said this klal, then you would not have understood and you would not have explained the pshat in the Mishnah in this fashion, and instead you would have said that this din in the Mishnah in Masechtas Ksubas is a special din that's only relevant to a woman that has a get, and since she has a get, that takes the place of a ksuba, and you would have still thought that potentially in other cases of a Maisa Bezdin, we would not say that you can't say Pirati, and we would not say a klal of a Toyin Acha Maisa Bezdin Loya Maklum. The only reason why you understand the pshat in the Mishnah is only because I told you this klal of and as we will see in a moment, that it's actually not so pasha to learn from this Mishnah, because Abaye will actually have a Havmina that there's no raya from a Mishnah to the din of Rabbi Yechron that Atoyin Acha Maisa Bezdin Loya Maklum. Before we continue, let's see Taisus Diba Mascha Loya Maklum, where Taisus says, certainly Reuven can't tie a Purati in a place where the Minig was not to write a Ksuba, and certainly even in a place where the Minig was to write a Ksuba, and Rachel brings Edim that that a ksuba was burnt, then Eden Nemalim Prati, then certainly Reuven's not Neman to say that he paid the ksuba im Yeshla Eid Gerishin, as long as she says Eidim that she was divorced. And Taisus says that the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan is El Afilu B'Makayim Shekhoisvin Ksuba, even in a place where the minig is to write a ksuba, Ve'inu Mitziya Ksuba, and Rachel doesn't bring a ksuba to Bezin, Eidu Nemalim Prati, Reuven's still not Neman to say I paid, and Afilu Mimaida Shaksubi Biyada Vigama Gepiyada Nefras Be'idah Gekreda, and even if Rachel is Maida, that I do have my ksuba in my home, and I have the get as well, and Rachel doesn't bring those to Bezin, then Reuven will still be obligated to pay for a ksuba based on the Eidu Gerishin. Taisa says, even though there's still a risk to Reuven, as the Maisa, Rachel can now come to Bezin with her get or with her ksuba and collect again on a ksuba. And Taisa says that in Chinami, that may be true. However, going according to Shit Rabbi Echran, who says that with Kaisin Sheva, and Rachel will write a receipt to Reuven that she received payment for a ksuba. And in Chinami, if Reuven loses that receipt, then potentially Rachel could come and try to collect her ksuba a second time for Reuven based on the fact that she still has a ksuba and she still has a get. And our Gemara continues, Amar Abaya, Abaya said, my Maganisa, what is this great pearl that Rabbi Echran said that he uncovered for Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba based on the Mishnah Mesechtes Ksubas, Dilma B'makam She'in Kaisa Ksuba Askinon, as maybe when the Mishnah Mesechtes Ksuba says, Haitziya Get Ve'enim Ksuba, that Goy V'Ksubasa, that she could collect a Ksuba, it's talking about a Makam where the Minig was not to write a Ksuba, to get Hainu Ksubasa, as in those places where the Minig was not to write a Ksuba, then Rachel's Get acts as a Ksuba, and if she brings her Get to Bezin, then she has a right to collect a Ksuba, and as Rashi states, that in those places with Soymech Al Tanai Bezin, V'tigva Lo'ilu Amach Yoytziya Bal Sheva, and she'll be able to collect as long as the husband doesn't bring a receipt that he already paid to get Shemeyat Shegirsha, who Mechiach Shechayev Hula Ksuba, that the fact that she has the get and the get testifies that she's already divorced from Reuven, therefore, unless Reuven can produce a receipt, it's also Muchach that Reuven owes her a Ksuba. However, Abaya continues that who said that in the normal case of Toyanacha Maisa Bezdin, that the din is that Loya Maklum, as maybe in a Chinami, Reuven can tie a Pirati, and therefore, Avu Makri Shekaisin Ksuba, but if there would be a place where the minig was to write a ksuba, and therefore you don't need to rely on the Maisa Bezdin and on the Tanai Bezdin because you have a document. So maybe in that case we would say in a kita ksuba gabya, if Rachel produces her ksuba, then she'll be able to collect for a ksuba, and Eloi, if she doesn't have her actual ksuba, loy gabya, she would not be able to collect, as we would not say hatoyanacha Maisa Bezdin loya maklum. And as Rashi says, either because mishum de chayshin and dilma hadro mafka ksuba the gabya zimna achriti, then maybe she's coming to collect for a ksuba a second time, and therefore she has to produce her ksuba. Inami, or we say mishum di boyam piratia, that since we don't hold hatoyanacha Maisa Bezdin loya maklum, therefore if Reuven tainis pirati, he would be neman. And by the fact that we see that Abaya actually asked a question on this raya from the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas, therefore we see that Rabbi Yechon is correct. That Rabbi Yechon said to Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba that he loved the dalil hachaspa le mishkachas baganisa tusa, as it's not so poshut from this Mishnah that we can actually learn this halacha of hatoyanacha Maisa Bezdin loya maklum. And the Gemara now continues, hodam Abaya. However, Abaya then said, La milsi da'ami, that I retract on the question I had on Rabbi Yechon, and I actually hold that Rabbi Yechon is correct that from this Mishnah we actually have a raya that Toyanacha Maisa Bezdin is loya maklum, and the Mishnah is a raya to Rabbi Yechon. And the Gemara first brings one reason why Abaya would have retracted, and ultimately on Daf Yud Ches Siman Aleph we will see that the Gemara will change, and ultimately the Gemara will say that Abaya's reasoning for retracting on his original question was based on a different Svara. And before we continue, let's point out that although we know that if Reuven marries Rachel and he does Kedushin as well as Nesuyin with Rachel, then certainly either based on a Din D'Oraisa or based on a Takana D'Rabbanan, there's an obligation for Reuven to pay Rachel her ksuba, and he has to pay her Mana Masayim, and if they wrote a ksuba and they wrote Taisis ksuba, then he would also have to pay her Taisis ksuba. However, there is a question if Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel and he did not yet do Nesuyin, which is of course a case where this woman is only Arusa, the Shaila is if he divorces her or if he dies and therefore she becomes Amana, if the Rabbanan were actually Misakin, that Reuven has to pay Rachel her Mana Masayim and has to pay her ksuba. And at this point of the Gemara does feel that there is an obligation for Reuven to actually pay her ksuba to an Almanam in the Erisin. And keep in mind that even though it may be true that Reuven has to pay the ksuba, but certainly even though there was a minig, and once Reuven actually married Rachel and they had Nesuyin, certainly they would write a ksuba. However, even though Mekoymais, where they would write a ksuba by Nesuyin, they did not write a ksuba by the point of Erisin. And the only reason why Reuven would have to pay Rachel was based on this Takanas Chachamim, and certainly no ksuba was written at the point of Erisin. And therefore, our Gemara continues that Abaya did feel that there would be a raya from the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubas that Toyin Achal Maisa Bezdin is loya maklum, and the raya is as follows: as the Isal Kedaitok B'Mokam She'in Kaisin Ksuba Askinon, that if you're going to say that the Mishnah Masechtas Masechet Ksubas is only referring to a case where Rachel was in a location where the minig was not to write a ksuba, and therefore by bringing her get to Bezin, that suffices, and moving can tain a parati, avol b'makrish kaisin ksuba. But if it's in a place where the minig was to write a ksuba, in a kita ksuba gavya iloy loy gavya, if she would bring a ksuba, then she'd be able to collect. But if she doesn't have a ksuba, she would not be able to collect. So amanim in a erusin b'may gavya lochera in a place where the minig was to write a ksuba. Certainly the minig was not to write a ksuba by the time of erusin. And bishleime, if Rachel was only in arusa at the point that Reuven divorced her, then she could bring her get to Bezdin and she could collect a ksuba. However, in a case where Rachel's only in arusa and Reuven dies, so how would she be able to collect a ksuba? As certainly she doesn't have a ksuba, as the minig was that they didn't write a ksuba, and also she will not be able to collect her get because she doesn't have a get. And as the Gemara states, be'edim mises baal, the only way that Rachel will be able to collect is by bringing testimony and by bringing two witnesses that her husband died. And if so, litin v'leima paratia, why can't the Yashim say that we already paid her ksuba and we're not obligated to pay her this ksuba once again? And therefore, Abaya brings a raya by the fact that I know that Almanam and Irisin receives a ksuba, it must be that Toynacha Maisa Bezin loya maklum, and even though this Arusa doesn't have a ksuba and she doesn't have any get, she still has a right to collect a ksuba, and her husband's family cannot claim that they already paid off her ksuba. And the Gemara asks, but kikitema hachinami, and if you're going to tell me that maybe in a chinami, that her husband's family can tie a paratia, and the only way that she'll be able to receive a ksuba is only if they're actually honest and they actually state that we didn't pay her ksuba, and therefore they'll pay her amana masayim, but otherwise she'll lose out. And the Gemara explains, im kein mari ilu chacham b'takan osan, as Rashi says, shetitlu ksuba l'urusa, that the chacham made a takana that a rusa should receive a ksuba, v'aloi akol yitanu purati, v'lchari in all cases with the amana mina irisin, the yorshim will not necessarily even have to lie, as even if they don't know what happened, they at least could taina to Rachel that potentially our father already paid the ksuba to you, therefore you're not entitled to get paid for your ksuba, and I'm mitzi mechaber all of a raya. And by the fact that the chacham made a takana that amana mina irisin receives a ksuba, it must be that the Yorshim can't tain a parati, and the din is atoyin acha maise bezin loya maklum. And before we continue, let's point out that based on this svar of Abaya, that it comes out that Abaya's raya that atoyin acha maise bezin loya maklum is only based on the din that almanim and irisin receives a ksuba. However, the Rishonim all struggle that l'chori Abaya's raya should even be from a case of almanim and nesuyin in a place where it's not the minute to write a ksuba. And in the case of almanim and nesuyin, certainly she's entitled to a ksuba l'divrei akol. L'chori, how would every almanim and nesuyin receive her ksuba if l'maisa she doesn't have an actual ksuba and she also doesn't have a get? And therefore, why wouldn't Reuven be able to tain the parati? And it must be that toyin acha maisa bezin loya maklum, and ayin teisa dino maskla almanim and nesuyin b'may gavya, as well as in teis rush ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues that the entire basis for the raya that Abaya had that toyin acha maisa bezin loya maklum is based on the din that almanim and nesuyin receives a ksuba. And the Gemara therefore is amri makashisha b'edra of chisra of ashi that almanim and nesuyin the isla ksuba minolan. That how do we even know that almanim and nesuyin has a right to her manam masayim, and even if she doesn't have a ksuba, she could collect manam masayim, as potentially there is no such din, and possibly if an almanim and nesuyin doesn't have an actual ksuba, she would not receive manam masayim, as ilaim and mahadathan, as if you will say the raya is from the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas that states nis almanim niskasha beim nesuyin beim nesuyin goyves akol, that the Tanna Kama holds that if a woman is divorced or she becomes an almana, and it doesn't make a difference if she was only an arusa or if she was in suah, she will be able to collect her full ksuba, both the manam masayim as well as the taisis ksuba. Dilma hecha de kasev la, maybe that's specifically talking about a case where although Rachel was only an arusa, Reuven still wrote her a ksuba, and since she has a ksuba, then certainly she has a right to collect her manam masayim v'chitema ma'ila meimra. And if you're going to tell me that if Reuven actually wrote a ksuba to Rachel, then certainly what is the chiddush of the Mishnah that she has a right to collect a ksuba? And certainly since she's bringing her ksuba to Bezdin, so certainly she has a right to collect on her ksuba. And the Gemara answers, l'afukim drabba lesbet azayah da'amash le'kasla al-amanas le'kaitza istruchalei, that in a chinami, the reason why we needed the Mishnah in Masechta Ksubas is not to teach us the chiddush of the Tanna Kamma, that almanim and nesuyin that has a ksuba will be goyva hamanim masayim, but the chiddush of the Mishnah is the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, who hold that even though Rachel has a ksuba that states that she will receive manim masayim, and also states taisa ksuba, that since she became an almana while she was only an arusa, therefore the din is that she could only collect manim masayim, and she would not be able to collect her taisa ksuba, even though she actually has a document that states that she's entitled to manim masayim as well as taisa ksuba. As Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah holds that when Reuven writes to Rachel that I'm going to give you manim masayim and I'm going to give you taisa ksuba, he was only obligating himself to pay her taisa ksuba once they get married, and he never obligated himself to pay her taisa ksuba if they never got married. And therefore, if Reuven divorces Rachel or he dies while she Rashi's and Arusa, he would only have to pay Manu Masayim and would not have to pay a Taisik Suba. And therefore, you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah Masech Ksubas that even if Reuven did not write an actual Ksuba to an Arusa and then she becomes Amana, that she would be able to collect a Ksuba, as potentially the Mishnah Masech Ksubas is specifically talking about a case where Reuven actually wrote a Ksuba to the Arusa, and that's why she has a right, according to the Tanakhama, to collect Manu Masayim as well as Taisik Ksuba. And the Gemara continues, Dekanami, and I'll bring you a raya that this is correct. The Tani Goyvis Akal, as the Tanakhama stated, that Rachel has a right to be Goyver the entire Ksuba, and of course that includes Mana Masayim as well as Taisis Ksuba, and Iyam Bishlema de Kosovo. So if we're going to say that Reuven actually wrote a Ksuba to Rachel, so Hainu de Katani Goyvis Akal, and therefore it makes sense that the Mishnah would say that Rachel has a right to be Goyver on Mana Masayim as well as Taisis Ksuba, El Iyam de Loy Kosovo. But if you're going to say that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven did not write a Ksuba for his wife that's an Arusa, and we continue on Dr. Chesam Alev, my Goyvis Akal, Mana Masayim would Isla, then certainly in this case, even Tanakam would agree that Rachel does not have a right to be Goyver the Taisis Ksuba, as Lemaisa, that's not a Tanai Bezin, and he didn't actually promise to give a Taisis Ksuba, and Rachel will only be able to be Goyver Hamana Masayim based on Takonis Chachamim, and based on the fact that Rabbanu and Masakin, that Arusa has the right to a Ksuba, and therefore it's Muchach that the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas is specifically talking about a case where Reuven actually wrote a Ksuba to his wife Rachel, but in a Chanami, in a case where Reuven did not write a Ksuba to Rachel, then potentially she would not receive a Ksuba if she becomes Almanum in an Irisin. And the Gemara continues and is trying to find a raya that Almanum in an Irisin has a right to her Ksuba, even though her husband did not write an actual Ksuba for her, and she will have a right to the Ksuba based on a Tanai Bezdin, and therefore we have a raya that Toyinach HaMaisa Bezdin Loya Maklum. And the Gemara continues, the element of Tani Rab Chiyah Ba'ami, the raya is from the Braisa that Rab Chiyah Ba'ami taught us that Ishta Arusa, that if Reuven is married to Rachel and she's an Arusa, so if Rachel dies, Loya Oinein V'loy Mitamila, so since she's only an Arusa, therefore Reuven would not have a din of an Oinein, and he would have an Issa to eat Kachim, as Rashi says, Ein Aninas Cholav L'Issa Achilas Kachim. And also, if Reuven is a Kohen, and if he would be married to Rachel, he would have a right to go and be Matamatar, as she is one of his seven Kravim. However, since they're not completely married, and she's only an Arusa, therefore Reuven would not be able to be Matamatar, as Rashi says, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ki'im L'She'iroi V'hainu Ishtoi, and that refers to his wife, V'hai Lav She'iroi, who, since Rachel is only an Arusa, she's not considered She'iroi, the Loi Bolwa Dayin L'De'kiru Basa, as She'iroi means that it's like your clothing and something that you're close to, and therefore since they didn't have Kiru Basa yet, that is not considered She'iroi, and he would not be able to be Matamatar to his Arusa. And the Braisa continues, V'chein Hi, Loi Yonanis V'loi Matamaloi, and also if Rachel's husband Reuven now dies while she's in Arusa, she would not be considered Yonanis, and therefore she would not have an Issa to eat Kachim. And as Rashi explains, that certainly even if she's a Bas Kohen or she's an Ishis Kohen, there is no Issa for her to be Matami to anyone. The Pasuk B'negeya Tumah states B'nei Aaron, and we learn that V'loi B'nois Aaron. And therefore Rashi explains when the Gemara says V'loi Matamaloi, that generally there's a din that someone that's one of the Kravim of another person has to be Matami themselves to that person, and they have to go to the Beis HaKvaris, and they have to be involved with the burial of one of the Sheva Kravim. However, over here, it doesn't make a difference if this woman was a Kohanis or she was a Israelis. In either case, she's not Mechuyiv to be Metapel with her husband, since they only had Irisin and they didn't have Nesuyin. And Rashi brings, Shemitzvah L'Sasir B'Shiva Meisi Mitzvah Amurim B'Pasha D'Chsiv Lo Yitama V'Tanya Lo Yitama is a Mitzvah V'im Lo Yiratza Metame Israel Kocha. And since she's an Arusa, she doesn't have this Halacha. And Rashi Maseches Yevamos brings another Pshat that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven died at the time of Yontiv, and we notice an Issa to become Tamei during the time of Yontiv, and Rachel will be included in this Issa, and we don't say that since her husband died, she should be Metame to him, but Lemaisa, since it's at the time of Shalosh Regalim, she should not become Tamei. Rashi continues, Mesa, if Rachel dies in the Yerusha, then he would not be Yerusha. And once again, Rashi says, because Yerusha is Habal, the fact that a husband is Yerush, his wife, we learn out from the Pasuk that states, She'eri ha'karav elav m'mishpachta v'yerush ha'isa, and as we already explained, that since she is only an Arusa, therefore she's not considered She'eri, and therefore he would not be Yerush ha. And finally, the Braisa states, Mesu, that if Reuven dies, Goyv ksubasa, that she will collect her ksuba, and therefore we see a raya that Almana min ha'irisin does have a right to her ksuba, and the Gemara once again answers that you can't bring a raya from this Braisa, as Dilma de Kasavla, as maybe the Braisa is telling us that if Reuven wrote a ksubata, then she would have a right to collect the ksuba. And the Gemara asks for chitema ik the kasevla ma'ila meimra, that if you're talking about a case where Reuven specifically wrote a ksuba for Rachel, then certainly there's no chiddush that she has a right to collect the ksuba min the irisin. And the Gemara says that in the chanami, that is not the chiddush of the brisa, but meisa in yosha ishtruchle, that the chiddush of the brisa is that if Rachel dies, that Reuven would not have a right to be yosha based on the fact that she's not considered she'irai. And therefore, once again, from this brisa, you can't bring a raya that if Reuven did not write a ksuba for his wife Rachel, that if she becomes almana mina irisin, that she would have a right to collect the ksuba, as possibly we would not have a klal of a toinach abaisa bezim loyam aklum, and therefore the yarshim could always time the pirati that either they or the father already paid the ksuba, and therefore she would not be entitled to collect mona mesayim. And even though we know the chacham mesakin that a woman has a right to a ksuba when she's an arusa, however, that is only in a case where they didn't tie in a pirati. And the Gemara continues, El abayim miguvu de masisin kahadabe, that in a chanami, since we don't have a raya that almana mina irisin actually is entitled to a ksuba, even if her husband never wrote a ksubatar, therefore that can't be the reason why abayim was chazed from a residual question on the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas, and we couldn't bring a raya that toyin achamaisa bezdin loyam aklum. And therefore the Gemara explains that the reason why abayim was chazed and he retracted from his question that he asked on Rabbi Yechon's raya from the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas that stated that Hatzio get ve'ini ma'ksuba goyve ksubasa, and Abaye said that potentially that Mishnah was talking about a place where the minig was not to write a ksuba, and that's why you could collect the ksuba based on the get, but in other cases we would not say Hatoyin achamaisa bezdin loyam aklum. And the reason why Abaye was chazed was based on the actual Mishnah itself, as the Gemara explains, the isak adaitro b'makom she'in kais ksuba askinon to get hainu ksubasa, as if you would think, as we mentioned, that Abaye asked on the Mishnah that maybe the Mishnah is talking about specifically a case where it was a makom where it was not the minig to write a ksuba, and therefore by bringing the get to Bezdin, that is considered in place of the ksuba, and that's why she has a right to collect the ksuba, and he doesn't have the manas to say pirati, or to get manam asayim ksibe, but does the get actually mention manam asayim in the get, and therefore my entire hanacha was wrong, as I stated that the get takes the place of the ksuba, and certainly the actual get can't take the place of the ksuba, because the get doesn't say that Reuven owes her manam asayim, and it must be that the reason why she could collect the manam asayim must be because Atoyin Acham Aysa Bezdin Loya Maklum, and therefore Rabbi Yechon's raya from the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas actually works out that even if we would say that the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas is talking about a scenario where it's in a place where it's not normal, it's not the minute to write a ksuba, we would still have a raya that Atoyin Acham Aysa Bezdin Loya Maklum, because Rachel could come to Bezdin with her get, even though the get doesn't mention Manam Masayim, but she still has a right to collect a ksuba, and that must be based on the Maisa Bezdin and based on the Tanai Bezdin that she has a right to Manam Masayim. And the Gemara is V'chitema Kivin Tekinu Rabbanu L'migbala Kemanech Sebe Dami, if you will say that my raya is not a proper raya, because since Rabbanu said that you could collect your ksuba based on having your get, so it's as if the get says that she has a right to Manam Masayim, but Litin V'lema Parati, let Reuven claim that he already paid the ksuba, and therefore she should not be able to collect the ksuba. And the Gemara continues V'chitema, and if you're going to want to tell me that if you actually paid off a ksuba, then you should have taken the get and ripped up the get, and by the fact that she now has a full-fledged get in her hand, it shows that you actually did not pay the ksuba, and maybe that's why Reuven can't tie in a pirati, and it's not because Hatayin Acham Aysa Bezdin Loyam Aklum, L'maisa, that would not be a taina, as Amalon, as Reuven will respond to us, Loishav Kason, Amra Be'inan L'Subebe, and really I paid off the ksuba, and the reason why I didn't rip up the get is because Rachel told me that I can't allow you to rip up my get, because if I don't have a get, I won't be able to get married again, and therefore I let her keep her get, but ultimately I already paid her. And by the fact that we don't believe Reuven that he was pirati, it must be because I told you Nachem Aysa Bezdin Loyam Aklum. And the Gemara continues, V'chiteman, if you're going to tell me that's still not a raya, that I told you Nachem Aysa Bezdin is Loyam Aklum, and the reason why Reuven is not Neman to say pirati is because Amrin Olay, Iboyalach Lemikre, Umichta Vagabe, Gita Dinan de Karinu, Loy Mishum de Gita Psulu, Eliki Hechad Loy Tigbe Be Zim Nachriti. Then maybe the reason why Reuven is not believed to say pirati is because if she came to collect a ksuba based on her get, even though Rachel says to Reuven that I can't allow you to rip up my get, Reuven should have said to Rachel that I have an itzah and you'll still be able to get married, as I'll rip up the get and I'll write a note on the back of the get that the only reason why the get was ripped up was not because the get was puzzled and actually you were divorced, and the only reason why the get was ripped up is because you already came and collected the ksuba, and in order that you shouldn't come and collect the ksuba a second time, I had to rip up your get. And Lemaisa, since Rachel is coming to Bezin with a full-fledged get that's not ripped up, so L'chira, it's a riot that Reuven did not pay up the ksuba, and that's why Reuven can't tie in a pirati, and maybe generally we would not say Hatoyin Acha Maisa Bezin Loya Maklum. And the Gemara says, Otu called the Migbe Bebeidina Magbe, do you think that every time that someone comes to collect the ksuba, they go to Bezin? It is certainly quite normal for Rachel to go and collect the ksuba from Reuven when they're not in front of Bezin, and Rachel brought the get to Reuven and said that you owe me the ksuba, and Reuven wanted to rip up a get, and Rachel responded to him that you can't rip up my get because I won't have a raya that I already was mugureshes and I won't be able to get married. And based on Rachel's taina, Reuven went and he actually paid the ksuba to Rachel, and he didn't realize that he could have ripped up her get and wrote a note on the back of the get. And l'chari, if so, we're back to our original question that why can't Reuven taina that I actually paid the ksuba based on the fact that she originally presented me this get, and therefore I buy a proof from the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas that stated hoytzi a get ve'ini maksuba goy v'ksubasa, and he can't taina purati. It must be because atoy nacha ma'ase bezin loya maklum, and therefore Abaye says that from this Mishnah it is actually a raya to the din of Rabbi Echron that atoy nacha ma'ase bezin is loya maklum. And before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us review the previous Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and the Mishnah taught us a machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim in a case where someone found a shtar chayiv, and we saw three different ways as to how we learned the Mishnah. We saw the shita of Rabbi Asi and Abaye, who both stated that the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim is in a case where the leiv is moida that the shtar is a valid shtar and that he still owes money to Shimon. All agreed if the shtar had a lien clause, then certainly you can't give the shtar back to Shimon, as lefi Rabbi Asi, since Shimon lost the shtar, so there's a reis in the shtar, and we have to be choshish that Reuven and Shimon may have written the shtar in Nisan, and Shimon didn't actually lend the money to Reuven until Tishrei, and it is a shtar muktam, and if you give the shtar back to Shimon, he may be given from the lekuches from Nisan, which is of course shalikadin. And Abaye held that this is not a chash, because either b'chasum and zachlai, and the shtar creates a lien from the time that is written, and therefore there was no issue with Shimon collecting min al kuches, even if it was kasav lilvois b'nisan v'loy lava Tishrei. However, Abaye holds that b'chashinu l'purein v'kenunya, and therefore you can't give the shtar back to Shimon, as they may be in cahoots with Reuven, and really Reuven already paid off the loan, and they made up that Reuven will admit that he still owes Shimon money, and then Shimon will collect from the lekuches who bought this sada from Reuven, subject to the lien and mortgage of Shimon. Or as Rashi says, lekuches shalachu mi Reuven kaka shaloi b'achrayis. And lefi Rabbi Asi and Abaye, Rameya hold that if Reuven borrowed from Shimon and did not have a lien clause, then we would return the shtar to Shimon, as since Reuven was moida that he owes money to Shimon, and this shtar is a valid shtar, so Shimon can use the shtar to collect from Reuven himself, and there is no possibility of a loss to lekuches since the alvar was made shaloi b'achrayis. However, the Rabbanan hold that Achrayis Tayyis Sefer, and therefore you can't return the shtar to Shimon, as there still is a potential that the Lukuches will have a loss. And finally, we saw that Shmuel was Chaylik on Abaye and held Loichashinu L'Purein L'Knunya. And the Gemara said that if Shmuel holds like Abaye and Eder B'Chasum and Zachanloi, and therefore a shtar Chayiv that was Kasav Lilvis Benisim V'Lei Lova Atishrei isn't Pasal and isn't considered a shtar Muktam, so he can't explain the Machlikas between Ramei and Chachamim, neither like Rabbi Asi or like Abaye. And the Gemara therefore says, Ein Chinami, Shmuel will learn that the machlekes is in a case kishein chay moida, and Reuven claims that the shtar chayiv is mezuyif and is a forgery, and therefore if there is a chayis lechasim, certainly all agree that you can't return the shtar to Shimon, since Reuven is claiming ladam, and if you give the shtar chayiv back to Shimon, he will potentially collect shalei kedin either from Reuven or from the lekuches. And Rameya hold that in a case where there is no chayis lechasim, we can give the shtar chayiv back to Shimon, as Shmuel holds that lefi Rameya any shtar that doesn't have a chayis lechasim is not a valid shtar based on a svara of bepiyam v'loy mepik savam. And therefore, Shimon will in any case not be able to collect using the shtar chayiv, even from Reuven himself, and we only give the shtar chayiv back to Shimon, lotzal pisul chosei. And once again, Rabbanan hold that achrayis tayyis sefer, and since Reuven is claiming that he doesn't owe any money to Shimon, therefore, if you give the shtar back to Shimon will now be able to collect shalei kedin, either from Reuven or from the lekuches. And our Mishnah now states, matzagitin oshem v'shachruy avodim daite ki matana v'shoibim hareza liyachzer, that if instead of Reuven finding a shtar chayiv, he found a get noshim, or he found a shtar shichra for an eved, or he found a shtar daitiki, which is a shtar matana of a shchimra, or he found an actual shtar matana, or he found a receipt. And the Mishnah teaches us that in all cases, Reuven should not return this document to neither party. And the reason is shani oimer, because I say ksuvim hayu, that they wrote this document and v'nimla chaleim shloit l'nun, and then the party who wrote this shtar decided not to give the shtar, and they then lost this document, and therefore you can't return it to either party. And the Gemara begins and asks taima d'nimla shloit l'nun ha'amatnu noisden. That the Mashmoyis of the Mishnah is that the only reason why we don't return the get to Rachel is because it's possible that Reuven decided not to actually divorce her. However, it's Mashmoy that if Reuven actually tells the person that found the get that I want you to give the get to my wife at this point and she should be Megureshes, then it would be a valid get. And even if the get was lost from Reuven a long time ago, and as Rashi says, Noistin Vafilo Nimsil Zman Ruba Mishinafal, and Veloy Chashin and Shema get Achahu Shashmoysay and Shavin Ume Adam Achanafal, and we don't want to be Chashish, then maybe this get really belonged to another person whose name was the same as Reuven and his wife's name was the same as Rachel. And we see a way in Achayshish for two Yosef ben Shimons. And the Gemara now is from our Mishnah to a Mishnah Maseches Gittin. As Reminu, we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Gittin, Hamevi get va'oven menu matzoi la'alta kasha im la'ab pasol, that if a shliach is bringing a get and then he loses it and then he finds it, so if he found it immediately, then the get would be kasha and the shliach could deliver the get to Rachel. However, if the shliach did not find the get immediately, then he would not be able to use use this get any longer, as we are choshish l'shtei Yosef ben Shimon hadorim be'er achas. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba, Rabba explains loy kasha, that's not shver. Kam b'makom sheshiyaris mitzuyas. The Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is talking about a case where there were caravans that were traveling from one place to another, and therefore, if the get falls and you have a long period of time between, and in the meantime, other caravans came to this area, so then we have to be choshish that maybe this other caravan had another get in it that belonged to Yosef ben Shimon that lived in that same town that this original get came from as well, and therefore we have to be choshish, and the get is not a valid get. However, kam b'makom she'in hashiyaris mitzuyas, our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the get was in a city where caravans generally don't go to. Therefore, we don't have to be choshish that this is a different get, and we could actually rely that this is the exact same get that he originally wrote. And therefore, even if this get was found at a much later point, so although we would have to be choshish that maybe he never originally gave this get to his wife, however, if at this point he actually directs the person that found the get to deliver the get to his wife, then at this point she would be megureshes. Although the next part of the Gemara seems to be a continuation of the words of Rabbah, however, Rashi tells us lav Rabbah kamasik that these are not the words of Rabbah, and Rabbah is not continuing to discuss this din el Gemara who to come along. And this next part of the Gemara is actually the Gemara that is actually telling us that it must be that Rabbah holds that the following is true, that vafilu b'makom shashiyaris mitzuyos, and even if they're in a city where there are caravans that come to the city, and even so, the only time that we would say that this get is possible and you can't use it is v'hu shechzuku shtei Yosef ben Shimon be'er achas, that is only if you're already muchzik and you already know that there were two people named Yosef ben Shimon that lived in that city where this get was written. However, if you do not have a chazaka that two Yosef ben Shimon that lived in the city where the get was written, then we wouldn't even have to be choshish, and even though there are caravans that are traveling here, we would say that this get is likely the same get that Reuven made for Rachel, and therefore Reuven can now divorce Rachel using this get. And the Gemara says, "Dilo teimachi," as if I will not explain that this is actually what Rabbah holds, then kashid Rabbah Rabbah, then we will have a stereo from one din of Rabbah to another din of Rabbah, that hu gita deshtakach beidin of the Rav Huna, that v'kosa be b'shviri masa dal rochas nahara. There was a story where there was a get that was found in the bezin of Rav Huna. Rashi says, "B'makom shu yoshev adon," it was in a place where Rav Huna would sit and judge dinim, and with techshak kol regilin that's lay ladun. And since many people would come to have the dinim tary in front of Rav Huna, havolei k'makom shehashiyaris mitzuyasham. Therefore, that area was considered a place where it's considered shiyaris mitzuyasham. And this get was brought to the bezin of Rav Huna in order to be mekayim de chasima se'edim. And in the get, it was written, this get was written for Reuven and Rachel who lived in the city of Shviri, which is situated on the riverbanks of Rachis. Lamaisa, we didn't know who this get belonged to, and then Reuven came to Bezdin and he claimed that this get belonged to him and he was divorcing his wife Rachel. V'am Rav Huna, and Rav Huna stated that even though that in the city of Rachis we don't know that there were actually two Yosef ben Shimons, and we continue on Daf Yud Ches Beis Chayshin L'Shnei Shviri, that we still have to be chayish that maybe there are two cities called Shviri and possibly there's another Yosef ben Shimon in this other city of Shviri, and therefore we can't allow this Yosef ben Shimon to divorce his wife Rachel using this get. And the Gemara continues, V'am Rav Chista Rabba, and Rav Chista, who was a Talmud Rav Huna, said to Rabba, Puk Ayimba, go and look into this din, the Le'urta Bayim Minach Rav Huna, as Rav Huna will want to know what you hold regarding this din, and Nafak Dokva Eshkach. So Rabba went out and he found a Mishnah to be Uriah against this din of Rav Huna, and the Tanan, as we will see in the Mishnah, Daf Chofim Alav, Kol Maisa Bezdin, Harei Ze Yachsa, any shtar that Bezdin was already Mekayim, then you could return to the original owner, and as Rashi says, Kol Milsa the Asal of Bezdin Lekayim, if you have any type of shtar that comes to Bezdin in order to be Mekayim to Edim, and you could give the shtar back to the proper party, and we don't have to be choshish that maybe he didn't go forward with this document, and it's muchach that once we don't have to be concerned that maybe he decided not to use this document, then we don't have to be concerned that maybe this Shnei Yosef ben Shimon that's Dorim Be'er Achas. And since in this case we knew that there are no two Yosef ben Shimon living in this city of Shviri, so we don't have to have any further concerns, and therefore we should be able to return this get to the Shliach, and the Shliach will be able to deliver the get to Rachel. And the Gemara continues with its Raya, V'habedina Rav Huna d'chimakim shashiyaris b'tzuyas dami, that l'maisa the bezin of Rav Huna was considered an area where there were many caravans that were coming and going, the kapashid Rabba d'yachzer, and even so Rabba said that you returned the get to the Shliach, and he wasn't choshish that potentially there are Shnei Yosef ben Shimon that lived in one area. Quite possibly this get was brought here from one of the other caravans. Alman, therefore from this story we see that he hukzuku Shnei Yosef ben Shimon in, that the only time that we were choshish when there are shiyaris mitzuyas, that possibly this get came from someone else, was only if there was a hukzuk Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, and we knew that there was Shnei Yosef ben Shimon that lived in that town. However, iloi loi, if we do not have a chazaka that there are actually two Yosef ben Shimon that live in the town, then the din would be that even though there are caravans that come to this area, that would still not be choshish for two Yosef ben Shimons, and therefore even Rabbah would agree that we would give the get back to to the husband or to his shliach, and they would be able to use this get in order to divorce Rachel. And the Gemara tells us, Ovid Rabba Uvda Bekisna de Pumbedisa Kishmaitse, when Rabba was in the area called Bekisna of Pumbedisa, he actually had a shaila that came in front of him, and he paskin that the get is valid, and Ikad Amri, and some explained, Hechid Mazmidi Kisna, that Bekisna de Pumbedisa was an area where there was self flax, and therefore was an area where was Sheyaris Mitsuyais, and the Hushalai Huxaku Afakad the Shrikhan Sheyarasa, and the reason why Rabba said it was a valid get is because even though it was Shchiach Sherasa and there were caravans, however, Lemaisa, there was not a chazokah that it was Shtei Yosef ben Shimon Adarim Be'achas, and therefore Rabba said that the get is valid. The Ikadami and others say, Hechad the Tarakisna, that it was a place where they used to soak flax, and Ba'afagab the Huchsuku, and even though there was a chazokah that it was Shtei Yosef ben Shimon Adarim Be'achas, and even so, Rabba said that the get is valid for Shchiach Shayaris, as Lemaisa, there weren't caravans that came to that area, and therefore, as Rashi says, Rabba Paskin Kishmaitse to be in Tati, that the only way that you will not return a get to the shliach or to the husband is only when you have both. Number one, you have to have shchich shirasa, and number two, it has to be huchzik shnei yais ben shimon adarim ba'achas. But in this case, there was either a case of shayaris mitzuyais or a case of shnei yais ben shimon adarim ba'achas. But since both of these elements were not present, therefore Rabba returned a get to the shliach or to her husband, and they were able to use this get. Before we continue, let us see the top tesis on the Amid chayshin l'shnei shviri, where tesis is vim taima im kin Rav Huna, hechi garish kol adam es ishtoi, lura meya, de inu muchich mitoichoi, kimin de cheshin l'shnei shviri. Now, mochirus, since l'fira meya, edi chesim mekarti, and therefore it has to be muchich mitoicha shtar, that it's a valid shtar and a valid get, so how could anyone divorce their wife? As even if Yosef ben Shimon personally delivers a get to his wife Rachel, we should be choshish that maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon in a different city that has the same name as the city. And Taisis answers, v'yesh loima, kimin lehuchsku, since there's no chazaka, that there is a Yosef ben Shimon in another city called Shviri, have a shop in Mechiach B'teichai, that is enough can be considered Mechiach B'teichai, when we come up and Kishinafel Chayshinan, and the only reason why Rav Huna says that we have to be Chayshish is only in a case where the get fell and now is found, and since at this point there's a Reis in this get, therefore Rav Huna holds we have to be Chayish Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, and we even have to be Chayish that maybe there are two Yosef ben Shimons that live in the city that has the same name. And the Gemara continues that at the beginning of our Gemara, we ask the steer between our Mishnah that stated that if we find a get, even if it's Lizman Ruba, and Reuven says that I want you to give this get to my wife, that you can give the get to his wife, and you don't have to be Chayshul Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. And we had a Mishnah, Mesechtas Gittin, that stated, how maybe get, v'avid yimenu, if a Shliach brought a get, and then he lost it, Matsoy la'alta kasha, but in lav pasal. And we saw that if there's Lizman Ruba, then we are Chayshul Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. And Rabbi explains that it's not a stira, as our Mishnah is talking about a case, Bizman She'in Shayaris Mitsuyais. However, the Mishnah, Mesechtas Gittin, is talking about a case, as we explained. And our Gemara now continues that Reb Zeira will also ask a stira from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, but instead of asking the stira from our Mishnah, he asked the stira on a braisa, as Reb Zeira Rami Masisin a braisa umishani, as Reb Zeira will ask the stira from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin on a braisa, and he will give the same response as Rabba, as now we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, how maybe get for other men of Masoy la'alta kasha and bin lav, and if it's a longer time, then we have to be chayshish or shnei yis ben shimon, and therefore the get would be puzzle. There are many, and I'll ask you a steer from a brisa, as the brisa states, "Matzah get isha b'shuk bizmancha ba moida yachsel isha." That if you find a get isha in the marketplace and the husband is moida, then you could give it to the wife, and it's mashma that you could return it to her, even if it's lizbam ruba. However, in a ba moida, if the husband is not moida that he actually wrote this get and he gave it to his wife, len lo yachsel lo lizeh lo lizeh, you can't give it to his wife and you can't give it back to the husband. And katani mias that we see in the brisa bizmancha ba moida, if the husband is moida, then yachsel isha vafilu lizbam ruba. And therefore, it's a stira to the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin Umishani, and Reb Zeira gave the same response as Kamba Makim Shashiyaris Mitsuyais. The Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is talking about a case where the Shiyaris Mitsuyais, and therefore, when there's Zman Ruba, we have to be Chayshul Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, and therefore the get would not be valid. However, the Brice is talking about a case where it's in Shiyaris Mitsuyais, and therefore we're not Chayshul Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. And the Gemara continues and explains, Ikka da Amri, that some explain the Sheet of Reb Zeira similar to the way that we explain the Sheet of Rabba, for who Shechusaku, that the only time that we said that Makrisha Shiyaris Mitsuyais, that we don't return to get, is only in a case that we have a chazaka that was Shnei Yosef ben Shimon that would darn be achas, and therefore Dloin Heda, and that's why we don't return to get behind the Rabba, and therefore the din of Reb Zeira is exactly the din of Rabba. The Ikadami and others say, Afagav Lehuchsak Loin Heda, that Reb Zeira is actually saying that once you're in a place where it is Shiyaris Mitsuyais, then even if there's no chazaka that there was Shnei Yosef ben Shimon that would darn be achas, we would still not return to get, and the get would be considered possible, who pligged Rabbah, and Rabbi Zeira is actually chaylik on Rabbah, and he hold that once they are shiurus mitzuyos, then we have to be chayshish al shnei yosef ben Shimon that might actually live in two different cities that have the same name. And lafi zeh, the shita of Rabbi Zeira would be similar to the shita that we had previously from Rabbi Huna. And the Gemara continues that we just saw two different ways to ask a question and a stira on the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that stated how maybe get for avidim menu matzoy la alta kosher and him lav posel. And Rabbi asked a question from a diak from our Mishnah, and Rabbi Zeira also brought a stira on that Mishnah, and he asked a stira from a brisa. And the Gemara continues and states bishlem Rabbi le'emakur Rabbi Zeira. It makes sense why Rabbi asked a stira on the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin from our Mishnah, and he didn't ask a stira from a brisa, because masnisa alimalei lekshuye. As certainly it's better to ask a stira from another Mishnah than to ask from a brisa, as sometimes brises were not exact and sometimes brises were not authentic. However, the Gemara is that Rabbi Zeira might time al amik Rabbah, the wide Rabbi Zeira asked from a brisa, if Lachari could have asked the stira on the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin from our Mishnah. And the Gemara answers Amalachar, Rabbi Zeira will respond, now though it's true that Rabbi asked the stira from the Mishnah, however the question of Rabbah was only based on diuk that we made in the Mishnah, and therefore Rabbi Zeira says that maybe that diuk is not perfect, as Mikotania Amatru Noistin Vafilu's Man Ruba, that did the Mishnah actually say that if Reuven says to give this get to his wife Rachel, then you could give it to her even if you found it after a long period of time. Dilma Amatru Noistin, maybe the din is that if Reuven says to give this get to his wife, you can give it. And maybe the only time that we would actually give it to his wife is only when we find it immediately. And now if you find it, Lachas Man, as Ein Chanami, our Mishnah agrees, then once a get is lost for a longer period of time, then we would have to be Chayshish of Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, and therefore there would not necessarily be a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, as the Diakon Mishnah is only that you could actually give this get to Rachel if you found it la'altar. And Rashi points out that Rav Zeira's question from the Braisa is more exact, as in the Braisa we stated, Motza get Isha B'shuk B'zmancha Bal Moido Yachsel Isha, and the Braisa did not say that you could only return it to her if it was found la'altar, but if you didn't find it la'altar, you would not be able to return it to her. And as Rashi says, the Kibin Tana Behedya Yachsel Isha, once we mentioned the din of returning this get, so have a little fluke, and then the Braisa should have been more exact and should have clarified that there's a difference between La'alta and Luzman Ruba. However, in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah only told us that you can't return this get to his wife, as we have to be choshish that maybe they wrote the get, but he decided not to give it to her, and the only reason why we would be potentially able to ask a question from our Mishnah is Medukya Havadayik, that Yachser Hechadam Etru, that if Reuven actually said to give this get to his wife, then you could go and give it to his wife. V'kivin Loitoni Yachser Loyavle Leflugei, and since Lemaisa, the Mishnah did not say the actual din that you have to return to get to his wife, so certainly the Mishnah wouldn't have to say that there's a chil between La'alter and Luzman Ruba, and therefore quite possibly the diak from the Mishnah is that if Reuven says to give the get to his wife, then you could give it as long as they found the get La'alter, but if they found the get La'achas Man, then you would not be able to return the get to his wife, as you would have to be Choshesh L'Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, and therefore there wouldn't be a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. And the Gemara continues that we had two different ways to understand the din of Rabbi Zeira, as either Rabbi Zeira agrees to Rabbah or Rabbi Zeira holds Rav Huna, and even if we are not Huchsik that there are two Yosef ben Shimon that live in the same town that the get was written, we have to be choshish that maybe there are two similar towns with the same names, and maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon that lives in that town. And the Gemara therefore is Laman the Amal Rabbi Zeira b'makom shashiyaros mitzuyos va'afgav shloi Huchsik k'shnei Yosef ben Shimon upligid Rabbah. According to the Man Amal that explained, Rabbi Zeira holds that as long as there are shiyaros mitzuyos, then we would not return a get to the wife, even though we do not have a chazaka that the two Yosef ben Shimons in that specific town, as we still would have to be choshish that maybe there are two Yosef ben Shimons that are found in towns that have a similar name, and therefore Rabbi Zeira is chaylik on Rabbah, and the Gemara is b'maika mifli. So what is the makar for the machlekes between Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira? And certainly the Gemara understood the svaras of machlekes between Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira, as Rabbah is not choshish l'shnei Yosef ben Shimon, and Rabbi Zeira is even choshish l'shnei Yosef ben Shimon that live in a different town, and that town's name is the same as what's written in the get, and the Gemara is just questioning what their makaris are. And the Gemara explains Rabbah Savor that Rabbah held the Tani Kol Ma'ase Bezdin Harezi Yachzer, the Mishnah that we will have on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, which Rabbah brought at the top of this Amud, stated that any Ma'ase Bezdin you can return. And generally, a normal place to find documents is the Shtakel Bezdin Askinon. Is talking that you found these documents by Bezdin U Bezdin Kamakim Shashiyaros Mitzuyes, and Bezdin is like a place where there are caravans that are coming, as many people come to Bezdin. Even so, the Mishnah on Daf Chaf states that you still return the document, and if so, the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that stated I maybe get for avidim menu matzah la'alta kosher and la'apostle, and we explained that it's talking about a case where shiurus mitzuyos, it must be that's talking about a case where it was huchsik that it was shnei yosef ben shimon, and that's why you don't return that get. And as the Gemara explains, Chatzir, it's only the case where it was Huchsik Shnei Yosef ben Shimon that you don't return the get. However, in the case of Lai Huchsiku, where it was not Huchsik that it was Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, then you would return the get, even though the Shiyar is Mitzuyais, and that is a Pshat in Mishnah Daf Chafa Mebeis that states that even though you're in a Bezdin and it's Shiyar is Mitzuyais, and even so, call my Bezdin HaRezi Achzir, because it's talking about a case where it's Lai Huchsik Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. Of course, that Mishnah was Gufa, where Rabbah brought his Raya against the din of Rav Huna, Rav Zera Amalekha, and Rav Zera will respond to Rabbah, Mik Tani Kol Maisa Bezdin, Shinim Sova Bezdin, that did the Mishnah on Daf Chafam Bey state that any Maisa Bezdin that he found in Bezdin, the din is Yachzer, and Kol Maisa Bezdin Yachzik Tani, the Mishnah just stated that any time you have a Maisa Bezdin, you can return that document, and Lo Ilam Deshtaka Chavroi, and really the only time that you return this document is only when you found this document outside of Bezdin, which is a Makim She'in She'aris Mitzuyais. However, in a Chanami, if you'd find a document in Bezdin where it's a Makim She'aris Mitzuyais, even though it's not Huchzuk Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, we would still say Lo Yachzer, and therefore from the Mishnah Daf Chafam Beis, you can't bring a Raya against my Shita. Now, I hold as long as there's She'aris Mitzuyais, even though it's not Huchzuk Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, we'd still not be able to return this get, as we have to be Chayshish for Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon that may live in two different cities, and both of those cities have the same name. The Gemara continues that we just brought two different stereos on the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, and the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin stated how maybe get for Avinu Menon Matzoy La'al Tekasha and him La'al Pasol. Rabbi asked a question from a Diyak on our Mishnah that it's Mashma that even if it would be La'achazman and Lizman Ruba, they would still return this get. And Rabbi Zira asked a stereo on the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin from a Brice that stated Matzah get Isha Bishuk is Mansha Balmoida Yachsel Isha and it's Mashma evil Lizman Ruba. And both Rabbi and Rabbi Zira gave a similar teretz that Kamba Makam Shashiyaris Mitzuyas and Kamba Makam Shina Shiyaris Mitzuyas. And the Gemara continues Rabbi Yemi Omar, Rabbi Yemi actually gives another teretz and says that there's no stereo between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, and there's no stereo between the Brisa and the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, as Gagoyin the Ka'amri Eidim Ma'ilim L'chasamne Allah get Echad Shal Yosef Ben Shimon, as our Mishnah and the Brisa that Rabbi Zera brought are both talking about a case where the Eidim came and said that we only signed on one document and on one get for Yosef Ben Shimon. We only signed a get for this Yosef Ben Shimon that's standing in front of you, and therefore we know that there's a get that he wrote for his wife Rachel, and that's why even if it's Lizman Ruba and even if it's Sheyaris Mitzuyas, we would not be Chayshish for Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, because Lamaisa the Edom testify that we wrote it for this specific Yosef Ben Shimon. And the Gemara asks, Ihachimai Lememra, if this is the case of the Mishnah and the case of the Braisa, so what's the Chiddush? And the Gemara says, Ma'ol Tema Lechish Dumas Rami Shma Kishma Ve'inu Ke'edim Kamash Malon. Then one may have thought that even though Edom are testifying that we only signed one get for Yosef Ben Shimon, we still should be Chayshish that maybe there was another get where a different Yosef Ben Shimon was divorcing his wife that had the same name and was divorcing Rachel, and they were also the same names of the Edom that signed on this get. Therefore, possibly this is actually not the same get, and maybe we would not let Yosef Ben Shimon use this get to divorce his wife. And therefore, our Mishnah, as well as the Brisa that Reb Zera brought, is mechadish to us that we do not take this chash so vite. And since these Edom testified that this is the only get that they signed with the name of Yosef Ben Shimon and Rachel, therefore we would believe them even b'makom shashiyaris mitzuyas, and even if it's huchzuk shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. And the Gemara continued with a third teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says there's no stereo between the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin and either our Mishnah as Rabba brought or the Brisa as Rav Zeir brought, because our Mishnah and the Brisa that Rav Zeir brought are both talking about a specific case going to Ka'oma that the Shliach or the husband said Nekev Yesh Bay B'tzadeh's plainness, that I know that it was a hole in the document at a specific spot on the document and it was next to a specific letter, and therefore even though there was Shiyaris Mitzuyas and even if it was Huchzik that it was Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, even so since the Shliach or the husband gave such a specific simon and he gave a simon muvik, therefore even if this document was lost for a long time, we would still trust that this document was the same document that he lost and he could use it to divorce his wife. And the Gemara continues V'dafka B'tzadeh is plainest, that the only time Rav Ashi said that this simon works is only if he gave a simon muvik and he was very specific as to where this hole was and he said it was B'tzadeh is plainest. Aval neka ba'al maloi, but if he just said that there was a hole in this document, then that would not be enough, as that is only a regular simon. That type of a simon would not suffice in order to allow us to use this document as a get, would not be enough to allow us to be matar and eshes ish la'alma. And as Rashi explains, that there is a shayla b'negeo regal aveda, if a simon she'inu muvik works and you have to return an aveda to the original owner based on a din d'oraisa, or is that only a din d'rabbanan and based on hefka bezen hefka? And that makes a lot of sense by mominus. However, b'negeo get isha, which is a shayla being matar and eshes ish la'alma, certainly we can't rely on a din d'rabbanan and on a simon d'rabbanan. And as our Gemara continues, Rav Ashi misafkalei, Rav Ashi actually was misupik, simonim idiraisa idrabanon, if a regular simon works on a deraisa dikal level, and therefore, benegei get, it should also work? Or do we say that it only works b'negei aveda and it's a din derabbanan and therefore that would not work b'negei get isha? And Rashi points out that how do we know that Rabbi Ashi had a suffix? Maybe Rabbi Ashi actually felt that simanim are only derabbanan and that's why he said b'negei get isha that a lower level simon doesn't work and we require a simon muvik and b'nifshim b'yindel come on and we should be pushed the shaila we will have later on if we hold that simanim are deraisa or simanim derabbanan. And Rashi explains that certainly from the din Rabbi Ashi we can't ask a shaila and la pirchi the minol the pshitle as how can you prove that it was pasha to Rabbi Ashi as inami misafkale as even if it would be a suffix to Rabbi Ashi then certainly Rabbi Ashi would have to say that misafik I can't be matter in ishis ishlahama and therefore you can't bring a raya from this member of Rabbi Ashi if he holds that simanim adaraisa or simanim adrabanan. And the Gemara continues Rabbi Bachana that Rabbi Bachana was acting as a shliach to deliver a get to a woman and the Gemara continues on daf yutesim and aleph irkus legita be midrasha and he lost his get in the base medrash and the talmidim in the base medrash found it and Amar and Rabbi Bachana said to talmidim isimono isli begavei if you will accept a simon from me then you should know I do have a simon in this document if you will not accept a simon from me as you hold that simon madrabanon and e tvias ino isli begavei I also have a tvias ayin in this document and as Rashi says vi tvias ayin chashivalachu and if it's chashav to you to have a tvias ayin so isli begavei tvias ino then I do have tvias ayin in the document and Rashi explains examples of tvias ayin makirani biksav yideya seifa ve'edim midis arka v'rachbay I will recognize the handwriting of the seifa or the edim or I know the size of the document ka'odim amakas chaveir b'tfias ayin shetavaboy ve'im by simon even though I don't have a simon muvik and you should still return to get to me based on the fact I have tfias ayin and I drew an LA and the Gemara tells us that they returned this get to Rabbi Babachana and Omer Rabbi Babachana said lo yadana I still don't know im shum simon I drew an LA the kasavi simon deraisa that if the reason that they returned to get to me was because I had a simon and even though it wasn't a simon muvik and therefore it must be that they hold that even by regular simon simon is deraisa and therefore it even works for a get and im shum tfias in a hadru nalei or it's because that I had a tfias ayin in this document v'dafka tzum rabbanon and the only reason that they trusted me was because I'm a talmud chacham aval inishta amaloi but if I would have been a regular person then they wouldn't have returned it to me. The only time that we trust tfias ayin is only by a talmud chacham and as Rashi says v'dafka tzum rabbanon the muchzik lombei d'le mishani b'diburei as we know that a talmud chacham would not lie and as Rabbi Tam says that certainly in Amoritz also has the ability to have tfias ayin as the Gemara Mesechta Barbasa teaches us hai man de boy lekdushi isa li daba Amoritz ba'day they should take Amoritz with him v'hai b'loy madrinalei and the reason why we wouldn't return a get based on the tfias ayin of Amoritz mishum b'loy mehemen is because we don't believe them and of course this is similar to what Rashi said that b'negiya tzum rabbanon the loy mishani b'diburei that we trust them because they won't lie and we will stop over here.